Believe that we're standing here on Erev Yom Kippur, Tavshin Pei, and Shkach to everybody who's here this morning. It's been 39 days since Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days of working on ourselves is coming to the climax. And when you think about it, it's more than 10% of the year, which sounds like a lot. That 10% of our year is focused on working on ourselves. You know, close to 90% of the year, you know, of course we have different chagim, different tkufos throughout the year, and we have our struggles, but for 40 days every year we have the opportunity to really fine-tune, tighten the screws a little bit, do a lot of introspection, do a lot of working on ourselves, and we're heading into the climax, and that is when Yom Kippur is. And I saw this morning a number of anecdotes, a number of statements from the great Mashgiach Rav Shchatzky Levinstein that I think will shed some light on the different types of feelings and thoughts we should be having on Yom Kippur. Listen to this line. Reishis. The first thing a person should think about. Reishis. Tzorech ladas. A person needs to know. Chomer ha'avon. We need to know how terrible it is to sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every breath we take. He gives us our functioning limbs. He gives us the world. He gives us our family, our friends. He gives us everything. And there, what do? He says to us, listen, observe and follow these commandments. And what do? While he's giving us, the Torah Devarah speaks about this, while he's giving us all these gifts, can you imagine where he's been over giving us $1 million and like we slap the guy in the face. Can you imagine? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us everything. Then what do? We say, thanks for the million gifts that are going on in my body. Million gifts that you took, you of course got me from the time that I was born until today. You obviously raised me and gave me all the breath and all the growth that I've done. But I'm going to not listen to you. Can you imagine? That's the chumer ha'avon. That's how intense sinning is. It's terrible, mamish, beyond comprehension. And yet that's why it's Hashem is kelrach v'chanun, right? That he's Hashem before the sin, he's Hashem after the sin. He doesn't zap us, right? That's the first thing a person has to feel. The chomer ha'avon. What a rejection. Again, just to put it in our human terms, right? A guy, somebody's a boss of a company, and he takes some guy off the street who doesn't have experience, he's not reliable, doesn't qualify. He's not qualified for the job. And the guy starts, you know, he gets hired and he starts telling the boss off and being an ingrate to the boss. Of course, it's only a minor description of the type of, you know, concept that we can try to internalize what it means to sin before Hashem. Terrible. But the other point a person needs to know about Yom Kippur, says in Chatzil, Tzorech Ladas, Ma'ilas HaTshuva. You have to know Ma'ilas HaTshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, don't worry about it. Yaseh tshuva v'yischaper, says the Yerushalmi in Makos. Kodesh Baruch Hu Avinu Avarachmon. He loves us. He knows we're human beings. He knows we struggle. He knows we sin. But Kodesh Baruch Hu went along and he said, you know what, I'm going to give you, I'm going to accept your tshuva. I'm going to give you a day of tshuva. Can you imagine? It says, the Chatzko said as follows. In reality, the world is with mishpat. Right? If you sin, right, then you get punished. Chomer avon. Says of Chatzko, he explains this based on the Das Tfunos, the Ramchal says as follows. There's a hanhaga called Yichud Shlitoso, the oneness of Hashem's supervision, his Shlita. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch can do whatever he wants. HaKadosh Baruch decided, he put into this world the concept of tshuva. All we have to do is say, we're sorry. And, of course, we want to do better. HaKadosh Baruch says, as bad as your averos were, as much of a chutzpah, a rejection, I understand you human beings. You know, you come to me and you say to me, you're sorry and you're going to try to do better? That's the Koach HaTshuva. What a great gift. I think the Shari Tshuva says the greatest gift is the gift of Tshuva. Unbelievable. So we have to tap into that. On one hand, we have to feel the intense pain and the discomfort that we went ahead and we sinned before Hashem. But on the other hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avinu Avarachman. He loves us and wants to take our Tshuva. I think the Chavetz Chaim says a mashal about somebody who borrowed money, and he And actually, Rabbi David tells over that story about the loan. And the guy comes and he totally denies it. What a chutzpah. You know, the guy, he'd smack him. Can you imagine? Somebody lent somebody real money, and the guy looks at him in the face and says, I don't owe you money? That's crazy. But if somebody says, you know what, I owe you money. I made a mistake. I can't pay you. But I can't pay you this week. I'll try to pay you next week. It's a different kind of relationship. It's a different type of interaction. That's what we're essentially doing on Yom Kippur. We're coming to Kaddish Baruch Hu and saying, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashamnu, Gaganu, Gazalnu. We know we're inadequate. We know we did wrong. But we're trying. It's very, very hard. And of course, we ask Hashem, please give us Yat Nishmaya. In that sense as well, Chaskel also says, can you imagine, reminds you, maybe I'll tell a story that it reminds you of. Right? If you found that, if somebody had a certain issue, you know, whatever it is, this could be a financial issue, a medical issue, and you heard that there's one person in the world that can help you out, you would go to the umpteenth degree. You would do whatever it takes to get to that person. But that's a human being. That's a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. He's Adon HaKol. He's the master of it. He was, is, and will be. He's Elokeinu. When you say Elokeinu, now it's also good to have this in mind when you're davening, Yom Kippur more slowly. Hashem is Adon, when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's Adon HaKol. He's the master of everything. He was, is, and will be. And then when you say Elokeinu, you have in mind he's Baal HaKochos Gedolos. He's the owner, the master of all powers, of all power, umashkiach al kol olam kulo, and he supervises the whole world. Have that in mind a little bit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kol yachol, he's everything. We're going to say many, many different adjectives. So here, if we had an issue, we would run to who? To a human person. Here we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's with us on Yom Kippur. It's the day he's the most with us out of any day of the year. Spill your heart out. Say, I'm sorry, I'm trying to do better. Help me. What a privilege. Reminds me of a story. This is the story of a guy who had a sick child, and he heard that there was one expert in the world that could help him. Anyway, if I remember the story correctly, he was in Yerushalayim, and he found out a freak thing that this doctor, this chosh of a doctor, is in Bnei Brak, but he's leaving in like a half hour. Yeah, to get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak in a half hour is almost impossible. But he runs out and he jumps in the cab, and he pays the guy like extra money. He says, "Just fly there," and he just misses him. And the guy's mom is devastated. And then he's like, oh my gosh. Like, what am I doing? I'm relying on this human being. Of course, you have to do a shtadlus. I'm not saying you have to do a shtadlus. But he did his shtadlus, and the guy left. And he sat down, he took a cup of water, and he started saying a shahako. And he said, shahako nihi avidvaro, that everything is created with his word. Shahako nihi avidvaro, everything became created through his word. And he was engulfed with a feeling of emunah b'Hashem. And of course, at the end of the story is that he was over to Yeshua. But that's the Yisod. This is returning. We're running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're scared. We have Pachad Adin. But who are we running to? The master of the world who wants us to do tshuva. It's number two. Oh, and also, he brings down from Yisod Salanter, everything's Salachti Kidvarecha. I'm forgiving you according to the words. This is, of course, based on Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything is Kidvarecha according to your words. So the more you understand and you recognize how bad and how terrible our crimes are, our veros are, and it's mitame us, it's mitame the world, right? The more we understand how grievous the infractions are, that's the level of tshuva and acceptance of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because if a person says, oh, you know, it's not, well, he doesn't care, it's not a big deal. Nah, I spoke Lashon Hara. No, it is a big deal. It's a big Lashon Hara. It is a big deal. And I realize it's a big deal. And then you go ahead and you say, Hashem, I want tshuva for it. So then according to the level of remorse and feeling that you have that it was bad, then salachti kidurecha, according to your level of understanding of what infractions that you did, Hashem will give you more. Now, I just read, I think it's the first time I've ever read this, that the Mishnah Berurah, why do we read Sefer Yonah at Minchas? Listen to the three words in the Mishnah Berurah, and then you have to hear what he says in the Shari Tshuva. He says in the Shari Tshuva, Mishnah Berurah, she'ein... And this now I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah. Why do we read Maftir? Why do we read Yonah? So first of all, he says Shemadaber Minat Shuva. Discusses doing tshuva in general, but then listen to this. Va'od she'en yechaylin levrach min Hashem yisbarach. You can run, but you can't hide from Hashem. Everybody has a mission. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to what he says in Shari Tzion, and it's a little bit intense, but listen to this. Person thinks, I can't fix anything, I can't improve, I can't change myself. He always stays in his ways. He doesn't change. If Hashem says, "Okay, the guy's not changing. He's not improving. Yeah, let him die." And he says, "You know, forget it. Let him die." And he says to about himself, "Okay, what am I going to do if I don't fix myself and I die? That so, says the person. Avotosu says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion. You can look at this inside. Shesov Dover Yiyah. What's going to be in the end? Komash Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrote to Minafsho. She talking Mukhakul talking. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will always make him fix what he has to fix. V'yovo Od Pam Upamim Upamayim LeOlam Hazeh Al Korchu Yichuk Lutakin. His Gilgul. Shaar Tzion talking. The Chofetz Chaim is talking about. He's going to end up having to come back again and again, again until he fixes his ways. V'imkain Lam Lo Kol Amel Lomus Lizbol Chibur Hakever Shaar Tzaros Lachzor Pam. Why in the world do you not just... don't fix it the first time. Why come back again? And what's the raya? From Yonah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shakadosh Baruch Hu rotza mi'ito she'elef mi'inabe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants Yonah to do one thing. His mission. What's his mission? To go and prophesy and get the people of Nineveh to do tshuva. V'hum ein bezeh. He rejects it. V'nos liyam. And he goes and he runs away to the sea. Mekom shlo yishrelov. He thinks that Hakadosh Baruch Hu won't be over, be on top of him. Orash shkinu l'nabos ki yadua. You won't have to prophesy over there. Reinu shenipa b'yam, v'nibel b'dag. He drowns in the sea. He gets swallowed by a fish. V'yashem me'av kamyamim. He was in the inside of the whale for many days. In the fish. L'fiyanira b'vaday lo yuchal iskayim d'v'yashem isbrach. What do we think? How in the world is he going to go to Nineveh? He's supposed to go to Nineveh. He's drowned in the sea. He's inside a fish. It's not going to happen. Guess what? The Ratzon Hashem always happens. Right? So he says, Mikomachum Rinu Shesof Davar Haya Shiratzan Hashem Yisbrach Yitz Kayim V'yelech V'yinabe. In the end of the day, Hashem will get the person to where he needs to be. Kain Hu Ha'adam B'inyonot. So too it is by us. Every single one of us, we have a mission. We were born into a certain family, into a certain community. We were sent to certain yeshivas. We were given talents, some of these talents, some of these talents, other talents, these talents. Everybody has their mission. What do you have to do? What's the mission? Now, of course, it's a little bit more complicated because Hashem didn't come to us like Yonah and tell us exactly what to do. But it's not that complicated because essentially we have Chazal, we have the Torah, we're Baruch Hashem observing Jews, and we have a mission. And you have to just try, and if a person needs help with fine-tuning what his mission is, okay, so speak to a Rebbe, learn Moser. It happens to be, I saw in Rav Chatzkel's thing, he suggested one of the Kabbalahs should be to learn Moser every day. If a person learns Moser every day, he puts it in the right path. Now, again, it doesn't mean you have to, again, I don't want to scare anybody here. It doesn't mean you have to learn 20 hours a day for the rest of your life and be a poyer for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean that. It means, and of course, be miyayetz with your Rebbeim, and you can find that mission. But it does mean that you have to work on everything. You have to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. That's got to be your mission. Okay? Those words are very intense. But as long as you're growing upwards, then you're doing the right thing. Then you're being misaking what you're here for. And every single person has a mission. Of course, it doesn't come to nevuah, but where you are in life, the talents that we're all given, the background that we all have, it's all there. Each and every one of us has an individual mission. And here we are, I think in a certain sense, Rosh Hashanah is Barovam Hadras Melech. Together we incarnate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just my old thought this morning, Yom Kippur is more of a personal kind of thing. That we say, you know what? We made mistakes. We understand the gravity of those mistakes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying and we feel bad. And we want to do better. We want to fine-tune ourselves. We want to do our mission better next year. And of course, there has to be some sort of Kabbalah. We can't fix all the different difficulties and challenges we feel in our Avodas Hashem all in one shot. But we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're going to accept upon ourselves a Kabbalah. Last Friday, I said over one Kabbalah about saying Birchas Torah from a Siddur. I'll say another two today. I think it's a little bit lengthy already. One is that the main Hishmer Rabbah has tremendous koach. And we say it so many times a day. And I heard from Rav Steinman that he told somebody who was having struggles to go around and try to say Amin Hishmer Rabbah as much as possible. Right? May his great name be blessed forever and ever, which is, of course, tremendous. The whole idea, we're here for Kavod Shemayim. So I was Mekabel Bli Neder to close my eyes during Amin Hishmer Rabbah to the best of Bli Neder. And something, meaning it's the kind of thing during Kaddish, obviously Kaddish is sometimes long. We don't necessarily follow in the Kaddish, which oftentimes we shouldn't be doing it. We should, sometimes wrapping our tefillin, we shouldn't be doing that. But Lemaisa, Amin Hishmer Rabbah, if you say it with all your strength or all your kavana, it wipes out 70 years of sin. That's a pretty serious schar to say one line. So just concentrate, and perhaps when you concentrate, just like by Shema, we cover our eyes. So because we concentrate, so too I recommend maybe if that's what you want to take as your Kabbalah to close your eyes during Remei Hishvarabba. The other thing I was recommending myself later that I've seen success is not taking off my tefillin until after davening. So it shows the chashivus of the mitzvah of tefillin. Now these are just three ideas that have worked for me in the past. And every single person here should try to find something, but you have to take a Kabbalah. Why? You have to show Hashem that I'm working towards the future. Just two more points and then we'll close up. So also, Yom Kippur is the day with the Shekhinah, and what's the Raya? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as well, why do we say Hashem Hu Elokim? Because each Hashem Hu Elokim is to get like the seven Rakiyas, the seven levels, and each one is sort of, let's hear, L'lavos HaShekhinah, Hashem is Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al-Al- Why do we blow the sofer? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Simon l'sil shchinil malo. That the shchinah is going back up, so to speak. What does it mean? This is the day we're living with the shchinah. We are malachim. We are getting kapara. As bad as our sins were and are, we can wipe the slate clean with feelings of remorse and feelings of working towards the future. Now the question is, if we go through Yom Kippur properly, how could it be that a person can sin afterwards? Well, of course, you should start with the Kabbalah, and you should start, and you should build from there. But I heard a tremendous, beautiful mashal many years ago from Rasan Vachtol Gazatzal, the Meshkiach and Leku, and he said as follows, that if a person sends a dirty white shirt to the cleaners, and he brings home the white shirt from the cleaners, what does he do? He makes sure not to get it stained. He sits at the table, he puts a napkin on himself, he stands, far away from the table, or he eats more refined and more carefully. He wants to make sure that shirt stays clean because he just got it clean. Masha Enkain, somebody has a dirty shirt, he couldn't care less. The same thing with us. We have to leave Yom Kippur saying, you know what, we have white shirts. We have clean neshamas. All the garbage and all the terrible things we've done in the past, they're wiped out. We assume that you did proper tshuva. Just assume. Assume you did proper tshuva. That's a good assumption to make in this perspective. And our person has to leave Yom Kippur and say, I am fresh. I am clean, right? It says, L'kach v'dachem yom rishon v'asukis, rishon l'chesh v'navonos. You don't have any averos. You're done. And you know what? There is no way in the world that a person who internalizes that he's free from sin would sin more easily after Yom Kippur. Won't happen. I'm not telling you it's going to work in Nisan or Iyar, but at least, Sukkis, Cheshvan, Kislev, as much as you can, you have to internalize the Yisod. The scorecard is at zero. Moshe Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Siyata Dishmaya to feel the Chomer HaOvon, to feel the love and the Kapara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on Yom Kippur, and to be Zoche. And of course, this is it. This is the Chasima. Whatever happens next year is being sealed and Ela time. Daven your heart out. We don't daven Hashem, help me have a great year, my family, my community, all of Klai Yisrael, everything, right? Most of the tefillah is Lashon Rabbim, daven for Klai Yisrael. We should be zochah to see Gilui Shechina. This should be the year, Tov Shin Pei, that Mashiach comes and reveals himself, and Melech, and everybody will know that Hashem is Melech. We should be zochah to a tremendous Yom Kippur, Be'ezus Hashem, a tremendous year of Bracha and Atzlacha. Have an amazing Yom Kippur.